At the 1997 Brickyard 400 auto race, NASCAR driver Lake Speed learned firsthand the amazing effect of prayer. His car had been having mechanical problems. Sitting on the track in preparation for a qualifying run, he waited in frustration because his car wouldn't start. Meanwhile, he prayed. Finally, his crew chief, Jeff Boyce, took out a wrench and hand-cranked the engine Model A style. The car started, and Lake roared onto the track to post the second fastest qualifying time of the day. Victor Lee writes in the Sports Spectrum, later when Speed returned to the pits to get ready for a final practice session, he found his crew tearing out the engine. Shocked, he asked what was going on. Lake, that engine was blown before you qualified, Boos said, noting that it had blown during the NASCAR pre-race inspection. Lake looked more closely. Oil was everywhere. Boos continued, I wasn't going to tell you anything because time had run out, but I was already trying to figure out how I was going to spend Saturday. Even if it started, I surely didn't expect it to make a lap and surely not to run good enough to make the race. Lake's assessment, God did a major mechanical miracle. I always pray right before the race. Sitting on that track when it didn't start, I prayed, Lord, I don't know what's going on here, but if there's any way, I'd like this thing to start. Driver Lake Speed went on to finish 12th in the race, his second best finish in 1997. You may say this has a perfectly natural explanation, or you may call it a miracle. But without question, according to the automobile experts on the scene, this was a remarkable event that followed prayer. Remarkable events and coincidences often follow prayer. Now, previously in the book of Genesis, chapters 15 through 17, God repeatedly promised Abraham that he would father a son and be the ancestor of many peoples. Abraham had even laughed and asked how this was possible, since he was 100 years old and his wife 90. And God had assured him that his wife Sarah would bear him a son, whom he would name Isaac, and that God would establish his covenant with him forever and with his descendants. Here in Genesis 18, the Lord confirms his word to Abraham and Sarah, saying that in the same season, the following year, Sarah would bear a son. Sarah laughs to herself when she hears this. As a woman in those times, she would not have been permitted to be in the company of the male guests, but she overhears this word at the tent door. The Lord, though, knows that she has laughed and asks Abraham why she laughed at the message that she would give birth to a son in the next year. The Lord repeats his prophetic message after asking the rhetorical question, is anything too hard for the Lord? The three visitors were probably angels of the Lord, although some church fathers regarded them as God the Blessed Trinity appearing in human form. Abraham eagerly offers them hospitality, not knowing at first that they are on the way to investigate the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. And one of the blessings that came to Abraham and Sarah during or after the meal that they provided for the three visitors was the confirmation of God's promise that Sarah would give birth to a son in a year's time. It is to this incident, I believe, that the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews refers when he writes, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." God kept his word to Abraham and Sarah, and she gave birth to Isaac. And that's recorded in Genesis chapter 21. What we learn from this passage is that God fulfills every good promise that he gives to his people. No matter how many years we have waited or must still wait for the fulfillment of his good promises to us, we must continue to believe steadfastly that God will do for us what he has promised he will do. Now, St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine, prayed 32 years before St. Augustine came to Christ. And so there is an example of how she continued to believe God and continued to pray. And eventually he came to Christ. And not only did he come to Christ, he became one of the greatest theologians of the Middle Ages. We must even pray and do spiritual warfare with the promises that he has given us and not doubt them or give up on them ever. Rather, we must continue believing them and doing all we can to please God by believing and obeying his words to us. Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.